Little of my heart is down here dying, 'cause she's walking the floor over me.
Welcome back to Rosie on the House, talking floors and solid surfaces. And Vaughn, this happens all the time, and I've been telling Gary we've got to figure it out. We're off the air. The conversation is better than what we have on the air. But you were saying, as we were going under the break, you know, at the Las Vegas Convention Center, you know, they've got the Flooring Expo in January and some other recent products that have come and gone, or a different technique that had come and gone, and just the moisture content. And whether it's carpet or wood or tile, or I'm guessing even this, it says waterproofing, but I would guess water's the biggest
enemy
of, sure, of even this floor.
And this floor is designed where any spill from the top, what we call surface spills, will not damage the floor. The problem is, I just came from a job yesterday where they had a pipe break, flooded the
underneath
whole main floor.
The floor.
So it gets to the edge of the floor, and then the water migrates back underneath. So you still have to remove the floor. If it's a minor thing, you might be able to remove this floor, dry it out, and then reinstall it. It just depends on the severity of it, because a lot of times you get more damage to drywall and baseboards and things like that. And so that's when your homeowner's insurance would usually step in and address that for you.
And water does strange things. We need to figure out a way to pipe on the outside and only come, you know, all of our water-using fixtures are on exterior wall, and they only reach, enter the home right there at that point of entry.
That makes a good idea. Give you an example. We built a custom home 20-plus years ago with a basement, and we made all of our piping, same idea, coming from the out. And then we took our sump pump, which, of course, moves the sewage from the basement up. We put that sump pump in the window well outside the house, because I've been on hundreds of houses where the toilet backs up downstairs and the whole downstairs smells like, you know, raw sewage, and the insurance hassles and everything else. So if the sump pump backed up at my house, it would have just gone into the window well, which is outside, which is a lot easier to handle. So, you know, if you're proactive and think things through, sometimes you can avoid a lot of heartburn.
That's smart, the sump pump on the outside. And you would think that that would be a standard practice.
It was a few hundred more dollars to reroute the electrical and the plumbing and everything else. But, yeah, never have regretted doing that.
Now, this application, it's flooring only. And you can put it on concrete. You can put it on second-story floors.
Sure.
Wood subdecks. What else are y'all seeing out there? I mean, you wouldn't use this as a backboard to your backsplash to your kitchen, probably.
It's decorative, or could be used as a decorative thing. I've seen a couple of houses where they put up a wall panel to make it look like a cabin, because there are some real rustic planks that go together, and they can have a real knotty, rough, rustic texture and look. That certainly can be done.
And if this has a 50-year warranty on the floor, on the wall, you could get double that.
It would be there longer than we will be.
Yeah. What do you cut this with? Because this doesn't look like a regular wood cutting blade.
Correct.
Would leave a clean edge on it.
If you want to do a fine cut or around a door casing where you're doing what we call a compound cut, you can use a jigsaw. You can use a small table saw. If you're doing just a straight, what we call a butt cut or an end joint cut, you can just score it with a utility knife and snap it.
Oh, wow.
Because the top layer is the rigid part. And then once you've cut through that, that allows it to bend and snap. So it can be faster and more efficient. We had a crew 10 days ago. They laid 550 feet of floor. Starting at 7 in the morning, they were done by 1.
And if you start this project with a utility knife, and you've never done it before, about the first 200 cuts aren't going to be perfectly straight. It's the 201th you start to get the hang of it and finishing all the way through that 9 inches.
Exactly. The other thing we recommend to customers is to make certain that they replace their baseboards when they put these floors in. That not only gives you an expansion joint on the perimeter, but it also hides those ugly cuts if you're doing it yourself. You can start with a rough cut. It hides under the baseboard. Baseboard top sets on top of that. And then your factory joints all snap together, and they look nice and clean.
Does this come with a matching baseboard, or you just go back to your regular wood or paint grade?
Most people prefer a paint grade or a high grade, taller baseboard. We're doing lots and lots of 4 and 5 inch high baseboards now, replacing the 2 1/4 builder basic. There are moldings available if you transition from a waterproof core floor to a ceramic tile. There's a transition for that, T moldings or reducers, things like that. You can also transition against carpet, and so it will be a very easy maintenance issue, so you don't beat up the edges by doing that.
if you're transitioning to a ceramic tile, do you have to build up the subfloor underneath this one to make the elevation equal?
Yes, you can. A lot of people will just leave the two different heights and then put a transition, we call it a reducer, or a baby threshold transition to step it down so it's less noticeable.
It's only a couple...
quarter inch.
Okay. So that's pretty easy to hide with, like you said, a transition. Now, how you said this has got some of these up to 50 years. How old's the oldest one of these you've installed? Is it 2 years? 5 years?
About four.
4 years?
Mm-hmm.
In that 4 years, how much of your installs have transitioned to this, where it might have been 50% carpet, 50% tile in the past? What has this transitioned your business to?
My industry and my business has kind of paralleled, where it's gone up about 25 to 30% in the last 4 years. And I see this market continuing to grow another 20 or 25%. We're doing a little less wood, a fair amount less tile, and even less carpet. More and more people are doing just carpet and just bedrooms and preferring this product. It's a little more expensive up front, but it's a long-term flooring solution.
And you can, if you need that softer feel, you can solve that with area rugs.
Certainly.
Wrapping up our month-long focus on hard surfaces here with Vaughn Payne of East Valley Floors, it's Rosie on the House.